You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. San Francisco approved a plan to build its largest homeless navigation center yet, against vehement opposition from some residents. The center will be built on what is currently a parking lot on the Embarcadero, near the Exploratorium. KALW's housing and economy reporter Liza Veal is here. Liza, some residents are not happy about this plan.
This is by far the most organized opposition to a navigation center that I've seen. As soon as the plan was proposed, a bunch of residents started a petition, and they've raised over $100,000 to hire a lawyer to fight the plan. And then at the Port Commission hearing on Tuesday, they showed up with signs saying, "Keep Embarcadero safe, not good for residents, not good for visitors." You can hear them chanting, "We live here."
All right, so a lot of opposition, but this plan passed anyway.
Yeah, it passed unanimously. During public comment, which went on for 4 hours, there were actually twice as many people speaking in favor of the center as against it. So the housing activist community turned out. You know, this has been such a big fight. The Coalition on Homelessness and the YIMBY Action Group organized all their members to come and show their support.
Right, but a lot of the neighbors said that they didn't want it. So what are they concerned about? What the people who oppose it?
Yeah, they are worried that the navigation center will attract unsafe or unsavory behavior. Mm. They're worried about crime, personal safety. And the city has studied the impacts of navigation centers on neighborhoods and reports that there's no link between their existence and crime. But it's hard to argue the centers don't change their immediate surroundings. One woman, Judy Dundas, came with photos she'd taken outside of other navigation centers around the city, and she talked about what those sites look like right now.
If none of you have actually walked by a navigation center, you absolutely need to delay the vote. A chop shop, a bicycle chop shop, right in front of 5th and Bryan. Encampment, right in front of Division Circle. Biohazardous waste.
One man said he'd calculated that the center would attract over 1,000 additional active drug users. But on the other hand, here is how one resident, Sarah Carmet, characterized her experience of living next to a homeless shelter.
I would be lying if I said that it wasn't hard and heartbreaking to see what I see every day. It is hard and it is heartbreaking. What it is not is unsafe. As is being suggested here on these orange signs, it is not in and of itself unsafe to live near a shelter. It has not made me less safe, it has made me more compassionate. What is unsafe, however, is sleeping outdoors. People die when they sleep outdoors, and that's the real issue here today. So I would ask everyone holding up an orange sign what they mean by safe. Whose safety are you talking about? All of us are safer when everyone in San Francisco can sleep indoors.
Okay, so Liza, how does the city respond to these concerns of opposition? It's been really vocal.
Well, the plan has actually been modified in response to these protests. The main thing is they've promised to add dedicated beat patrol officers to the site to maintain safety. They also scaled down the number of beds a little. It's now starting with 130 instead of over 200, though they will phase in more over time. And then instead of a 4-year lease, they have just a 2-year lease right now with the option to extend the timing after evaluating the success.
All right, well, let's step back for a second and talk about navigation centers. They've been really popular with San Francisco City government. How have these been working differently from regular shelters?
Well, they're better because they're more flexible. People can come and go. They can bring their possessions, their dogs. They can sleep with their partners. They can eat whenever they want. And then there are these 30-day time limits. The idea was everyone that comes through gets navigated to permanent housing, but that's certainly not the reality. About 1 in 6 leave to permanent housing.
So that leaves quite a few people. What's happening to everybody else?
A big chunk of people, about 1 in 3, leave the city altogether when they leave the shelter. Mm. They take a free bus ticket to a relative or a friend who's agreed to put them up.
That's been policy for a long time.
Yeah, that's the Homeward Bound program. It's a controversial program because there's evidence that a lot of those people stay homeless just, you know, in another city, or else they come back to San Francisco and go through the whole process again. So there's those people. And then there's another third of clients who leave navigation centers and are still homeless. But Jeff Kaczynski, the head of the Homeless and Supportive Housing Department. He pushed back on this idea that navigation centers are failing at their job just because not every single person that goes through them gets housed.
I want to say that I would dispute that that does not mean they do not work. Yes, these are temporary shelters. Not everybody who's coming in is going to find a pathway out of homelessness the first time. But nonetheless, I believe that one night off of the street where someone could get a safe place to be, a meal, somebody to talk to and to be part of a community rather than sleeping outside by themselves alone and on the streets is in fact a success.
All right. So, Liza, the Embarcadero Navigation Center, that's going to provide 130 more beds for people who are currently sleeping on the streets.
Yep. Yeah, it's a small dent in the 4,500 or so people that sleep outside every night in the city, but it's something.
Yeah, and since navigation centers are basically the city's strategy for addressing homelessness at this point, then we're going to see more battles like this in other parts of the city.
Yes, Mayor Breed, her plan is to add 1,000 shelter beds throughout the whole city by the year 2020. So it's a safe bet that we'll go through this again pretty soon.
Yeah, it's an ambitious plan. Well, thank you very much for covering this, Liza.
Thank you.
Liza Veal is KALW's housing and economics reporter. You can reach her at economy@kalw.org.